time for Benedictine Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
And welcome to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for men's college basketball this evening here on Care Radio. As the Benedictine Ravens are playing host to the Kansas Christian College Falcons. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering at the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. Great to be with you this evening. Crowd still filing in, and we're getting excited for a Raven tip-off. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a little break. We're going to come back, bring you starters, bit of insight into the game, and then it'll be the tip-off. Raven Roundball coming up here on Care.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
We welcome you back again to the Nolan Gym here on the Benedictine College campus. The crowd, as I mentioned a moment ago, continue to file in here. Always nice to see you showing up. And some of these early season games, people don't tend to get in real early. They come bumping in here at tip-off time, and that is absolutely just fine. The PA guy, he's down here introducing a starter to the crowd. Let me do that for you. First of all, for the visitors tonight from Kansas Christian College. They come into the ball game at 3-3 on the season under head coach Jim Poteet. They're going to be starting Amari Dunn. He is a 6-foot freshman from Kansas City, Missouri. Out of New Orleans, Louisiana, at 6'1", it's going to be the junior, James Lewis. Alex Watt is going to be at the point guard. He's a senior from Junction City, Kansas, at 5'11". Strong forward is 6'3", Damon Wirtz, out of Chesapeake, Virginia. And at the post tonight, at 6'6", the senior from Kansas City, Darion Williams. For the Benedictine Ravens, head coach Ryan Moody, his associate head coach John Peer. It's going to be the 1-2 Ravens starting Preston Reynolds out of Leawood, Kansas. He's a 6'4" grad student. Also at 6'4", one of the guards is going to be Jack Vanderwood. He's out of Noakesville, Virginia. 6'1", Declan Sullivan from South Bend, Indiana. He's a sophomore. At 6'2", from Lee Summit, Missouri, is senior Bryson LaRue. And at the 5 for Benedictine tonight will be Vince Duca. Vince from Budapest, Hungary. He's a senior in 6'8". So for KCC, Dunn, Lewis, Williams, Watson, Wirtz. For Benedictine, Reynolds, Vanderwoody, Sullivan, LaRue, and Duca. Benedictine leading scoring so far this season by Declan Sullivan, who was absolutely fantastic as a freshman last year. He has jumped into a strong sophomore season, averaging 22.7 points a game. For Kansas Christian College, they are being led by Damon Wirtz, the 6'3". Basically shooting guard or strong forward. Wirtz averages 22 points a game and is hitting 49.6% of his shots. He is also the team's leading rebounder, the team's leading assist guy, the team's leading block guy. So Wirtz is going to be a handful for Benedictine. And as the ball goes up, the tip is away. Control down by the Falcons. We are underway. KCC with the basketball to begin things, working from right to left across your dial here in the first half. He'll accelerate down to the right side, just outside the block. Look into the middle. The ball's going to be batted free. It's running around on the floor, and Falcons are going to save it. They'll dump it over deep into the right corner. Get it down there. Lewis down to the 3. Launch. No. Rebounding it down. Jack. Here comes BC. Ravens running it. Deglin. Over the right side. Vanderwoody out on top. Sullivan. Top side. Preston. Reynolds will kick it over to the wing to LaRue. Bryson back out on top. Jack, the left-handed 3. Nope. Wide right. And the rebound is going to be saved in play. Falcons have it. Gliding up the floor, working to the left side. Wirtz comes on top. The 3 buried. The first bucket of the ball game belongs to Lewis. And James makes it a 3-0 lead for KCC. We are a minute in. Back down floor, BC. Beautiful backdoor pass. Jaglin Sullivan with the bucket and assist to Preston. Reynolds and the Ravens are within 1. It's 3-2. 18:40 to go in the first. Swing it down to the baseline to kick across to the corner. They rotate it around, reverse the basketball down the right side. Follow away jump shot, 14 foot over the baseline is in. Nice quick hitter in there by Damon Wirtz. And it is 5-2. KCC, here's Deglin, into the lane, up and in. Is it going to be a plus one? It looks like it will be. Count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Darion Williams. It'll be his first. And an opportunity for Sullivan at a conventional three-point play. 18-18 to go in the opening half. Free throw? No. So it's 5-4. Falcons with the lead. Falcons with a basketball. They'll swing it over to the left side. Way out on the wing is going to be Lewis. Jumps it back over to the right. Wirtz will take it to the left-hand dribble toward the top. Ravens, Duca goes up there to kind of cut him off. And now they'll kick it down to the baseline, lose a handle of the basketball. It's going to go out of play. Ravens are going to have it in front of the Benedictine bench. 2 minutes in. BC trails by 1 when they have control of the basketball. Ravens will work it up the court. It's Sullivan. Little crisscross dribble. for Benedictine. It was a rough road trip for the little classic last week. The shot from the outside, no good. Rebound, coast to coast. The ball's going to be stripped away and saved down at the baseline. I know they're going to say it went out of bounds. So the Ravens are going to get it back. Duca will inbound it from just off the side of the lane. And we're going to get a little full court pressure for the first time from the Falcons. Watts will provide defense all the way up the floor as Benedictine gets it out on top. Duca. Bense does not take that shot. Here's a pass down to the right side. Slapped out of bounds by Dunn. And we'll get the first Benedictine switch at a ball game. Duca will check out. And coming into the lineup is going to be the Ravens 6'8 sophomore out of Olathe. It'll be Drew Purdy. Drew comes in averaging only 3 points a game. He will play inside, outside for a big guy. He's not afraid to take that perimeter shot, but he is only 1 of 8 from the outside. Here's a feed in the middle, and Reynolds for two, and the Ravens in front. Benedictine will take its first lead of the ball game at 17:04 to play, opening half. KCC with it. Here's Lewis with the basketball. James will kick it outside with a three. His rims out, no good. BC outlet pass. Vander Woody lays it up and in. Reynolds with another assist. Jack gets his first points of the game, and quickly 8-5 Benedictine. Ravens worked that transition really well. Got the ball down the floor in a hurry. Vander Woody took that pass just kind of over the shoulder. Here's a little fadeaway three. It's up and short. Rebounded off the floor by Preston. Reynolds over to Deglin. Sullivan down the right side. Stops on the wing. Now keeps the left hand dribble alive. Works over to the left side to the 28-foot mark. Crosses over. Gets it in the middle of Reynolds. Pushes it back out on top. Purdy, right side, Deglin. Sullivan rotates, turns, spins, shoots off the window, and gets two more. Deglin, Sullivan, great ball handling. He's got six, and the Ravens lead by five. Benedictine has rolled off 6 unanswered points, and we're 16 minutes to go. Make that 8 unanswered. Let me fix that. 8 unanswered for the Ravens. Feed into the lane. The ball batted away. Susan on the floor. Benedictine going to pick it up. Sullivan outlets it. Here come the Ravens. And is it travel? Oh, there's going to be a foul. I thought maybe that Bryson had started to take a step and pull the ball back down. But before a travel is called, a foul is going to put Benedictine and Bryson LaRue on the free throw line. At the free throw line, Bryson. 4 of 8 this season. Oh, the gym got quiet. Free throw's perfect. So Bryson LaRue will collect his first point of the game. The foul, by the way, is going to be on Alec Watts. It'll be his first and KCC team foul two. Ravens have not committed a foul yet with 15:40 to go in the opening half. Benedictine is also going to go to the bench and bring Larry Parker in. He's a 6'5 junior from Kansas City. Second free throw, got them both. So LaRue, good for two, and the Ravens now on a 10-0 run. 15.5 to go in the first half. I'm sure KCC, the last thing they wanted to do is let Benedictine go on a double-digit run. That's a way to get yourself in trouble very early in a ball game. Skip pass over to the right side. KCC with the ball. Here's Lewis, and they're going to say he backed up and did that bucket step onto the sideline. BC's going to have it back in, and we're going to get a Falcon timeout. Taking the first break of the ball game at 15:17 to go in the first half. Ravens 12, Falcons 5.
Camberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Welcome back to the Nolan. We have such a jam-packed, it's absolutely off the hook kind of a sports schedule coming up here on 93.7 KAIR FM. Tonight, we're here with Benedict and at the Nolan Gym. Tomorrow, Gus and I are going to be bringing you Sports Look. We're going to try to get you up to speed and get you current on everything and everybody and where they're at and what they're doing in football and now with basketball. And then to follow up on that, Friday night, after tomorrow night's Sports Look, right after the 5 o'clock news, tomorrow night, Gus and I are going to be in rural, I call it rural Jackson County, as we will be bringing you high school playoff football. It will be Riverside at the Jackson Heights Cobras. Join us for that one, 7 o'clock ball game. Here's a shot rejected by Purdy. Going to come back in again to KCC at their baseline with 21 on the shot clock. And then as if this wasn't all enough, Saturday, we're not going to do a game. We're not even going to do two games. We're going to have three. Thanks, man. Three games coming up on Kent Radio on Saturday. Is a shot by the Falcons misses and BC rebounds it down. And then they turn it over. Harrison Kissling's in the game. He looks over coach like, I don't know what happened there, coach. So Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock ball game, it'll be Benedictine football as the Ravens are going to be hosting Mid-America. They're going to get that Heart South Division undefeated championship. 1 o'clock game, you'll hear that when you're on care. Two-point shot, Darian Williams is good. It is now 12-7. And then Saturday evening, after we're done with football, we're going to toddle right back down here to the Nolan Gym, where it's going to be Benedictine basketball as the Ravens are going to begin conference play. Fadeaway shot, good by Van der Rudy for two. So Saturday it will be football and then a doubleheader basketball. So three games through the afternoon and evening here on KARE on Saturday. Love doing that for you. 14-7 is a Raven lead right now at 13:40 to go in the first half. A little falling away shot. Nice. That was a pretty shot. Put up and in by Damon Wirtz. And the BC lead trimmed to five. Up the floor with it is Harrison Kissling. He's a 6'3 sophomore out of Olathe, Kansas. He averages also 3 points a game. In fact, the Ravens have only one guy in double figures, and we talked about that. That's Deglin. Here's Kissling, kicks it over. Van der Woody for three. Nope, can't get that one. Jack struggling with his perimeter shot. And he is a good, good shooter, but coming into the game tonight, what was Jack from the outside? 5 of 20. And tonight, he is 0 for 2. So he's 5 for his last for 22 at the three-point range this year. Free throw for Preston Reynolds. No good. So Benedictine is now 50% free throw shooting team tonight at 2 of 4. And this one makes them 2 of 5. And then a follow shot by Purdy, no good. And then we got a goaltend. It's going to be Falcons basketball. That was not a good trip down the floor. 13-11 to go in the first half. And that, is that not going to be our media timeout? No? Okay, well, we'll hang right with it, Joseph. 14-9. Ravens in front of the Falcons. Here's a follow-away from the left side. Off the rim once, twice, no good. Purdy will rebound it down, and Kissling will bring it up. Benedictine on offense. Kissling going to have it knocked away from him. So he will have a turnover, and it is saved up the court by KCC. Kissling struggling in the early going. 2 minutes and two turnovers. Back over to the right side. It's going to be Watt. He'll head down to the baseline, get pinned down deep, pass to the top of the lane. It's going to be batted free and stolen. Knocked away by Van der Rudy. Outlet. Going to Larry. Can't get the shot. Gets his own rebound. Ravens are going to reverse the ball back out on top. 3-point shot, Parker. Yeah, how about that? Larry Parker the third for a three. Benedictine up 17-9 at the 12-12 mark of the opening half. Long three from the right side, way off the mark. Parker coming up with a rebound, brings it up, skips it over to the right side, finger roll on the other end, counted. That is going to be Gabe and Benzik in the game. Gets two, and we're going to get that timeout. We're taking a break with 11:57 to go in the opening half. Finn Hatches in Kansas. Men's college basketball. It's Benedictine 19, Kansas Christian College 9.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Seven to go in the opening half of the guys' basketball game here tonight. 19-9. Benedictine has forged a double-digit lead. And on their way to that lead, BC is being led in scoring by Deglin Sullivan with a half a dozen, four for Jack Vanderwoody, and three for Larry Parker. For KCC, 4 points. For Wirtz, three for Lewis, and Williams with a couple. Back down we come. Falcons with a basketball. Like this uniform KCC has. It's a black jersey, black shorts, with navy blue, dark blue lettering with white outline and trim. So the white outline makes those dark letters quite readable. And now they're going to lose it at the baseline. Going to get out of bounds off the fingertips of Williams. And Darian will have touched it last. Here comes Benedictine back up court. And speaking of back in the game is Daglin Sullivan. Sullivan, Vanderbrudy comes out on top. Gets it there to Larry. Parker swings it back over to the right side. Vanderbrudy three. There it is. Jack found the range that time and knocks it in. And it is 22-9. 11 minutes to go, first half, and a Benedictine foul. That is going to be the first foul by Benedictine today, and it will belong to Larry Parker. Falcons have committed three personal fouls so far. Williams and Watt and Lewis with the three. Ball comes out on top. Here comes KCC. Baseline left. Little head shake. Falling away. Three. Nice. Beautiful shot by Lewis. And James will have his second three-pointer of the game. 22-12. Benedictine. Deglin Sullivan with the left-hand dribble. Kicks it between the feet. Bounces it over to the left side. From the perimeter. Here's a three launch, but it's too strong. And a rebound way upstairs. Sweeping it down. It's going to be Lewis. Now he'll lose it. Ravens are going to save it. Here's Bryson with the bucket. Bryson LaRue's fourth point of the game. 24-12. Ravens up a dozen. We're approaching the midpoint of the opening half. BC. Oh, there's a pretty pass into the lane, and the ball is going to go up and in. Mishandled for just a moment, but James Lewis is able to control it down, get a grip on it, get it off the window and in. We are halfway through the first half. Benedictine eases over to the left side. Sullivan, the defense, the player defense that they're using for KCC. Gets a hand on the ball, but he's able to save it. Now goes into the lane, runs, shoots it off the window. A floater is good. And Declan Sullivan off to another great start. And again, remember, he's averaging almost 23 points a game. It's 26-14 Ravens up by 12. Starting to the top, driving in the lane. The shot blocked, and Vince is going to be called for a foul. So Vince Duca picks up his first foul, and we will pick up our under 10 media break. We're taking a timeout. 9:32 to go in the opening half here in the Nolan. the Benedictine Ravens 26, Kansas Christian College 14.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Welcome back. Jacare Radio, K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton, Atchison, 9:32 to go in the opening half of this guy's game, and Ravens lead the Falcons 26-14. Final tune-up game for the Ravens before conference play begins Saturday evening right here at home. So for Benedictine, the season is underway in earnest. And, by the way, in case you're wondering, it will be William Penn. Here's a gym Friday, or Saturday, rather. Free throw won't go down. So the first shot by Damon Wirtz, not going to be good. Thanks, man. Not going to go in for Wirtz. Got one more look at it. But Jim gets so quiet with these free throws. That one rims out. It's no good also. And the rebound pulled down by Preston Reynolds, who bring it into the forecourt. Here's going to be LaRue. Right side, Sullivan. Out on top. Ravens working the ball very briskly. I like the movement of the basketball. Now they'll start toward the baseline. One hand push pass across the lane. It's going to be slapped out of bounds. Getting a hand on it for KCC's Darian Carter. He's a 5'11 freshman from Kansas City, Missouri. Ravens have defensively been fantastic. Here's another three. Vanderrooty now. And a rebound. Preston. Top side is going to go. And BC will reset the feed back door. No room to Gabe. He'll carry off on top. Declan will cut into the lane. Push it back. Great defense also here by the Falcons. Down underneath the jack. Drops a shoulder. Yeah. He came blasting into the lane. And he's going to be called for the charge. Jack argues. Deglin argues, and now we're going to have the official from the top side is going to change it and call a block. Looked like a charge to me. Oh, the arc, the no charge arc, of course. So there you have it. So that played in for the Ravens, and now the driving layup is going to be good off the inbound, Vanderrooty. He's got 9, 28-14. Benedictine, now their largest lead of the evening, and 8.5 to go in the half. Here's a pass down to the baseline right. Trying to back in, changing directions, crossing beneath the rim near the baseline, and back out the other side. We will have an offensive foul, and it's going to be on KCC. Let's see, the foul is going to be on, okay, it's on Alex Watts. And let me tell you the problem I have with that and with this. It's a double problem. Not a problem that he was called for the foul. That's part of how the game goes on. But the official comes over to the scorer's table. He's indicating number 54. Oh, baseline three. It's up and good by Drew Birdie. Back to my original tale. So the official comes over to the scores table and goes, yeah, 54. And I'm looking, I don't have a 54 on the floor or even on my roster. And then I realize he's not calling 54. He's calling 9. That's the number for KCC's Alex Watts. And so this is why those numbers bigger than 6, I'm no fan. That all said, 31-14, Ravens in front, 7:50 to go in the first half. And Falcons with the basketball. Right side of the free throw lane. They'll bring it back off on top. Ravens trying to decide if they've shifted to a little zone, maybe. Here's a pass to the right side. The shot for three. No. And rebound, Purdy. Drew Purdy is 6'8". He gets upstairs to haul in rebounds. Did such a nice job. And here's a driving shot. One hand up and in. Parker for his fifth. 33-14, and the Ravens have now opened up a considerable lead. And a shot to the baseline on the other end will count, and it's going to be a plus one with a Raven foul. So the foul is going to be on Drew Purdy. His first Raven team foul three. Four, and coming to the free throw line is going to be Wirtz. Damon on the season, 14 of 25 at the free throw line, 56%. He is 0 for 2 so far tonight. So the numbers would tell you that he's due for one here. And he doesn't get it anyway. No good. 0 for 3 at the free throw line. And the Ravens coming up with a basketball, leading at 33-16. In the game for BC, we're going to get Jared Lee, the 6'2 sophomore from Kansas City. Here's Parker. He has his pass batted away, but Larry's able to get into the backcourt, recover it, brings it up into the lane, dumps it into the corner. They'll rotate it to the wing. The three for LaRue. Got it. Bryson hits his first three of the evening. 36-16. Ravens now up 20 at the 6:40 mark of the first half. To the baseline, into the lane, an uncontested layup, no. Rebound Ravens. Here comes Lee. Drives it down the floor. Dumps it over to the left. Back off on top. Bryson, can he get a back-to-back? Nope. Shot's going to go away. Works coming out with a rebound. Falcons up the floor. 6:20 to go, first half. Now the driving shot in the lane is going to be lost. LaRue will bring it up the floor. Ravens are going to feed it across to Preston, whose layup rolls all the way around. It doesn't go in. He didn't finish it. KCC has gone to the bench, and they have brought Alcee Culler into the game. Alcee is a 6-foot freshman from Anderson, South Carolina. And here's the Ravens. Three for Larry. So Parker knocks one down from the perimeter. He's at 8 points now, has a couple of threes and a two, and the Ravens are now up 39-16. A game that was close in the early moments is not close anymore. Here's a feed into the lane where the layup is missed. Gets the back of the rim, kicks back out. Ravens down the court, the feed across to the left side of the lane, spinning, hooking, scoring. The bucket is going to be good by Drew Purdy. 41-16. And we're going to get another Falcon timeout called by Coach Poteet. Taking a break. 5:17 to go. First half of the guys' game. It's all Ravens. Benedictine 41, KCC 16.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
I'm sitting here counting. I don't know, only have to use one hand. Ravens are shown on the board to have 5 team fouls. I could only find 4 in my book. So maybe there's a 5th one that I can't figure out. We'll see. We can come up with that kind of a number. By the way, the Falcons are down to 1 timeout left. 5:17 to go in the opening half. 41-16 Benedictine. Ravens on the court right now with, who we got out here? We got Lee, right? Jared Lee. Preston Reynolds, Harrison Kissling, Bryson LaRue, Drew Purdy. And here's a shot blocked at the baseline, and we're going to get a foul called on Preston. So Reynolds is going to pick up his first personal foul. And they're calling a team foul six, but I'm missing one. Okay, thank you, man. And it's going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Reynolds gets a hand on the inbound pass and knocks it away. Back out on top. KCC, they're working the perimeter. The Ravens defense is trying to stretch way out, chasing him. And now we're going to have another foul on Reynolds. As the driving shot by Dunn is on the right side of the lane. Preston had slid down in front of him. Reynolds claims that he was stationary and upright, but defensive says, yeah, no, I don't think so. And he's going to put Omari Dunn at the free throw line, and he is going to miss his first shot. Dunn, who is still scoreless in a ball game, does not hit the front half, but Preston is going to come out of the game with his second personal foul. Free throw. Got it. So Dunn is on the board, and it's 41-17, 440 to play in the first half. Men's college basketball on care this evening. Dump over to the left side. LaRue out on top. Drew, three. Got it. Drew Purdy, the big guy, shows that he can hit from inside, outside. That's his second three of the game. And Purdy at 6 foot eight is a, we talked about it early in the game, he's a really good perimeter shooter. He'll rebound. He's blocked shots tonight. He's having a good game. Down the feet underneath, a little reverse layup. Got it. That's Quinton Sewell. 44-19, Ravens. Jared Lee has the top side, BC on offense. Inside 4 minutes to go in the first half. And now we'll get it a moving screen at Duca, who has just come back into the game. We'll have foul number two. So Bense, no more than got back out on the floor. Picked up that foul, and I'm guessing he's probably coming back out pretty quickly as the Ravens run Gabe over to the free throw line. Here's a long three, and it's going to be well short. Trickle out of bounds off the miss. Sandra Woody coming back into the game as well. Gabe Sidjic comes back in. 3:40 to play and winding in the first half. Game started off really close. Kind of went back and forth. In fact, Ravens trailed in the first few minutes. Then they went on a bit of a run. Then the run got longer. And the next thing you know, BC's been up by now over 20 for a while. They drive into the lane. We'll have another foul and more free throws coming up for BC. And it'll be Jared Lee coming to the line. First foul by Omari Dunn. Jared looking for his first point of the game. He's going to get it right there. So Jared Lee knocks it in. That is his first free throw of 2025-26. Second one is going to be short. Rebound underneath. Purdy right back up and in. Drew in double figure scoring with 10. 47-19. Benedictine with a big lead, 28-point advantage, more contact down at the baseline, and another Drew Purdy foul. So Drew has two fouls to go with those 10 points. And by the way, he's also got six rebounds, well on his way to a double-double tonight. Free throw, no. So Alcee Culler, looking a little frustrated. Missed the front one and gets the second. 47-20. Inside 3 minutes to go in the half now. Benedictine back up court. Out on top. Purdy, a three. Yes! Drew Purdy at 13 now. 50-20. 2:45. Hook shot off the window. No. Rebound. Kistling. Harrison. Baseball pass. Purdy. Got it. Traveled with it. Yeah. Here's the deal. The pass was not really for Purdy. It was for Vanderrudy. Purdy was in the middle of it, and he thought, well, maybe it's for me, but just a little tall, and it's 6'8". He's got no problem reaching up and getting up and pulling that thing out of the sky, even though it was intended for somebody further down the court than he. So by the time he kind of got himself gathered after pulling down that pass, he traveled with it before the shot. Now on the other end, there's a jam on the other end for the Ravens. Gabe Zinsyek. And Gabe throws it down. He's got four. 52-20. Quick shot. No. Falcons cannot get one to fall. Benedictin back up the floor with it. Inside 2 minutes to go in the first half now. Over to the left side. It's going to be Vanderrudy out on top. Lee. Jerry. Baseline. Purdy for three. That was well short. And a rebound running around to the floor. And some contact as they reach for the ball. I think a foul maybe on Jared. Yes. So Lee's first foul. And we will walk to the other end of the floor where free throws will happen. KCC is going to make a handful of substitutions. Benedictine is going to make one. Into the lineup for the Ravens is going to be Caleb Moss. Now, I don't think Caleb's had any PT at all this year. I'm showing this is his first time in. So we'll get Caleb penciled in here. Caleb is a 6'7" freshman. Second free throw, got it. It is 52-22. Minute and a half to go in the half. Ravens out on top. Oh, the big guy pumped up a quick three, but won't happen. Back up with it. KCC. Dunn will put it on its way. No. Rebounded off the floor. Purdy. Up court with it. Lee. Three for Purdy. Oh, halfway down came out. Rebound underneath. Ravens go up. Get it. The bucket is good for Harrison Kistling, and I'm going to give an assist to Caleb Moss. We're inside a minute now. 54-22. Ravens nearly coming up with a steal. Do not. Nearly coming up means they didn't come up with one. Valiant effort. Shot missing. Rebound Purdy. 35 on a shot. 35 at a game clock. Approaching halftime. Vanderrudy in the corner. Back out. Jack three. Buried. That's a look we usually see from Jack Vanderrudy. He's got a dozen now. 57-22. Shot clock's off. Hook shot no. Follow up on the offensive shot no. And a Raven foul. So, yeah, foul is going to be on Kistling. It'll be Harrison's first, and we're going to get the Falcons coming to the free throw line, trailing by 35. 12 seconds left in the first half. Coming to the line is Darian Williams. First one rims out. At the free throw line, KCC has had some struggles, but they're hitting 4 of 9. Now, 4 of 10. Taking his time, Williams, 6'6 senior. Looks it up, knocks it in. Williams with three. 57-23. And Benedictine into the forecourt with six. Over to the right side with three. Driving in, the feet across. Purdy with the stump at the half. Wow. That was well executed. Give Drew two more, and we have come to intermission. We'll be back here in the Nolan to summarize the opening half for you. These teams are headed for the locker room. It is Benedictine 59, Kansas Christian College 23.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hey, here we are with you. Ralph Dolan Gymnasium, Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where we have come to halftime, and it's been a pretty good half for Benedictine. Now, right out of the gate, KCC came out really charged up. They jumped out in front, hit the first bucket of the ball game, knocking down a three, and they held the lead for the first several minutes of the game. Then the Ravens started battling back, took a little two-point lead, and quickly got on a 2-0 run, pushed it up to about, 8 or 10? Got up by 10 again with 11 minutes to go, and then went up by 19 and 23 and then 28 and then 30 and then down the stretch here in the half. Kept adding and adding points. A 36-point Raven lead here at intermission. And recapping the scoring for you. For Kansas Christian College, no one in double-figure scoring, but James Lewis has 8 to lead the way. Damon Works with a half a dozen. Both Amari Dunn and Darian Williams have 3. 2 in the first half for Quentin Sewell and Alcee Culler with 1. For Benedictine, what a great first half for Drew Purdy, who's coming off the bench to only hit 6 of 9 shots, including 3 of 5 three-pointers. He's already got a double-double. 10 rebounds on the game already for Drew Purdy, 15 points. Also double figures, Jack Vanderwoody. Jack has got a dozen points on 5 of 9 shooting, and he's hit 2 of 6 three-pointers in the course of the ball game. You're also going to have to look at Declan Sullivan right on their heels with 8. Declan, 4 of 4 shooting the ball in the first half. 7 of the first half for Bryson LaRue. 8 also for Larry Parker. LP3. Yeah. No sweat, man. Thank you. LP3. Coming up with 8 points on 3 of 4 shooting, including for Larry, 2 of 2 from the outside with a couple of rebounds and, 2 assists for Parker. We mentioned 7 for Bryson LaRue. Going down the Ravens scoring then, it was a 4-point first half for Gabe Sidziak on 2 of 2 shooting. Making sure I'm not skipping anybody here. Preston Reynolds has 2 points in the first half. Harrison Kissling with a couple of first half points. And that pretty much rounds it out for Benedictine, who shot the ball. After not shooting the ball great over the weekend, they have shot the ball really, really well. Here in the first half, going 24-37. 65% from the floor. 3-point shooting, the Ravens are 8 of 18. That is 44.5%. But at the free throw line, coming up a little short there. 3 of 7, 42% at the line. For KCC, you've got, 8 of 29 shooting at 27% shooting in the first half. They were 2 of 12 from the outside at 16% into the free throw line, much like Benedictine. They're at 45% on 5 of 11 shooting. Rebound difference is total Raven domination. 25 first-half rebounds, KCC with 14. So that all said, Ravens have had a very, very solid first half of basketball. We'll see. They can't make it two great halves, and then they light up that century mark over here on the scoreboard. We'll be back and find out all about that when we return. But right now, halftime of the Nolan, your intermission score. Benedictine, 59. Kansas Christian College, 23. And we're kicking it back to our man, Joseph. He's got things handled in the Care Radio Sports Studio, and you bet he's got your halftime.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'm Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the Care Country Sports Schedule. We've got a lot on tap for you. Coming up tomorrow evening, immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20, we'll of course have Sports Look. Sports Look comes to you every Thursday evening during the sports season, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the national, regional, and local sports scene. Then on Friday night, right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got Riverside at Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights is currently, right now, sitting at, 10-0, and Riverside is sitting at 8-2. This is, of course, in Class 1A football action for you. Then on Saturday, we will have a Candy Cane Cash remote starting at 10 a.m. at Atchison Auto Parts. Then we'll have college football with Mid-American Nazarene coming to town. Kickoff is scheduled for 1 p.m. But tune in right around 12:40 or so to make sure that you get all of that pregame show. Then we've got college basketball that evening with men and women's basketball. It's William Penn at Benedictine. Looks like we're looking at a 5:30 tip for the women's game, but I could be wrong. I have seen two different time schedules, but tune in right around, I'd say about 5 o'clock to make sure that you get all both games. We'll have women's basketball and then men's basketball coming up as William Penn will be at Benedictine. Right now, I'm going to take a real quick break, and I'll be back with the women's scores across the Heart of America Athletic Conference as I have them.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you are family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
It's football football season. And there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Taking a look at the Heart of America Athletic Conference women's basketball scores for today. We had St. Mary beat Park 73-58. It was Sterling over William Penn Ladies 69-59. In the Columbia Missouri Baptist game, Columbia came out on top 72-45. Avila beat Missouri Valley 64-57. Baker had a good night over McPherson with a victory at 59 points to McPherson's 46. And Briarcliff beat Peru State 88-58. I'll be back in just a moment with the men's scores.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville. And, of course, in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison. Whether it's the classic sandwiches you've always known and loved, the salads and no-bready bowls, wraps, or breakfast, Subway has something for everyone. Add a foot-long churro or pretzel to your meal or stop by for a snack. Subway, eat fresh under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Taking a look at men's scores in the Haskell Park game, which has got 14 minutes and 53 seconds remaining in the first, it is Haskell on top, 8-5. Culver Stockton is leading Mission with 7 minutes and 56 seconds remaining in the first. With about 7 minutes and 20 seconds, Missouri Baptist is trailing Columbia, with Columbia sitting at 26, Missouri Baptist 21. With 16 minutes left in the first, Baker is leading, or is trailing McPherson, with Baker sitting at 3, McPherson 7. And St. Ambrose is leading Clark 39-36 at the half, with Mount Mercy and having the only final that I'm seeing so far. Oh, nope, I've got two finals. Mount Mercy is sitting at 92-65 in the final. It was William Woods over College of the Ozarks 76-74. In this game, we've got the Benedictine men leading Kansas Christian College, with the men at 59 points to Christian College's 23. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha, or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 38 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southeast at around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 68. Lows level off around 46 tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. Low 70s Friday and Saturday. Looking further out, 62 Sunday, 56 Monday, and 54 on Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside right now in downtown Atchison. We're sitting at 46 degrees. Clear conditions out there. It feels like 46 with no wind to speak of. The dew point is 35 degrees Fahrenheit. The relative humidity is sitting at 65%. And the barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 30.14 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts in just a moment.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
To the Nola Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting ready to get underway with the second half. And as soon as the Ravens throw the ball in, we are a couple seconds in, and we get a quick foul on KCC. Free throw now. All right, let's do your paperwork for you. First of all, the foul by KCC. Going to be the first of the ball game for Damon Wheat. Coming to the line is Bensay. Missed the first and misses the second. So Duca unable to collect either one, and he has still not collected any points tonight. Here's a three on the other end. Nope, and it hits the over the top. So Ravens are going to be forced to put it in play down to the baseline. Here we go. We're less than a half a minute into the second half. Benedictine with a basketball leading at 59-23. Joseph in the studio. What a great job at halftime, man. Thank you so much. He always takes care of us. Going to be taking care of us a lot over the course of the weekend. And lots of games coming up here as the season crossover. Follow away baseline left. Jump shot is good for Bryson LaRue, and he's got nine. 61-23, Benedictine. And now the cross-court pass stolen. Bryson. Goes to the right side. Daglin for a layup. Sullivan has 10. 63-23. And we are just a minute into the second half. Tom Couch will be here courtside in the Nolan Gymnasium. Little back away three is up and a wee bit short. And the Ravens are going to be putting in a play down to the baseline. 18:40 to go in the ball game. Now, for KCC, the roster tonight had listed, oh, a beautiful backdoor. Duca with the assist, Daglin, Sullivan with two more points. KCC had nine guys on the roster. However, it is now 65-23. One of them unable to make the trip. And so, they have eight guys. So that makes it particularly tough. Here's Sullivan. Feeds over to Bensay. Out on top. Van der Rudy. Back to Bensay. Shot deflected. Rebound. Outlet up the court. Beautiful pass. Driving shot. No. Rebound. Ravens. Sullivan coming down the court. Weaves over to the right side. Skips it over to Van der Rudy. Here's Jack. Top side. Underneath. Kicks back. Top side again. Moving the ball briskly. Van der Rudy's three. No. Rebound, Here comes KCC. For the Ravens, that was a brilliant bit of movement of basketball, but ultimately did not culminate with a score. Here's a shot up and short, and a rebound to Benedictine. Falcons in the second half, having some struggles getting the ball in the hoop.
Ravens have come out of the blocks pretty well. They outscored the Falcons 6-2 so far in the second half. Now the ball is going to be dislodged. Ravens are going to pick it up. Van der Rudy back to Deglin. Left hand layup. Got it. That guy's so smooth. I got to tell you what, Deglin Sullivan, he had 8 points in the first half. He's got six already in the second, and we're about 3 minutes in. 67-25. Here's a shot for three. It's up and good. James Lewis with 13. Ravens back down the floor. 16 and a half to go in the ball game. Van der Rudy's three. Off the rim. Goes straight up and straight in. Now that's when you know things are going well for you. That ball can sometimes carry him all the way out to near midcourt. You can bounce out of bounds on the fly. But that time it went straight up and straight back through the bottom. Here's a fall away from the left side. Nope. Rebound, Bense. Duca coming up with a basketball. Sullivan brings it up right side. Little sidestep, nothing. Bense for three. No. Hits the back of the rim and kicks out. So the Ravens unable to collect that big man three-point shot. Here comes Dunn. Amari has the ball knocked out of his hand, so it'll come back into Kansas Christian College around the 28-foot mark on the far side. KCC going from left to right across your dial here in the second half. 15 and a half to go in the game. Down to the baseline. Driving into the lane, cutting across, going up, inside too short, rebound, offensive board, push back up and in. Nice work by Darian Williams. 67-20, or rather 67-30 now. Let me fix that. 70-30. Back to a 40-point game. The Ravens have led by as many as 42. We'll get that straight. 70-30. 15-15 to go before the end. Nice drive down the right side of the lane. It is up and it is good, and that is the first point of the game for Alec Watts. We're inside 15 to play. Ravens topside to LaRue. Underneath the pin, say, crosses over and scores. Duca for two. And Bense is on the board, getting his first points of the night. Now, it's a big deal for him to get those points. You know, sometimes you just need a little bump, a little something to kind of get you started. And maybe that is what he's been waiting for. Dunn with a little jumper for KCC, 72-34. On the other end, the shot off the backboard, no good. Rebounding back down. Here comes the Falcons. That ball was, okay, as the shot went up, a defender comes up, slaps the backboard pretty hard, then the shot ultimately misses. Here's a shot, no, rebound Ravens. That is one of the new high school rules that I gather is enforced this year. If a shot goes up and a defender leaps and slaps the backboard with that ball on the way or coming down, that is, even though it's not over the cylinder yet, that is a goaltend. I'm going to have to verify that with some of my officials that I know, but I believe that to be the case. Amari Dunn for three. 72-37, Ravens. 13-20 left. So there are a couple of high school rule changes, and some of them are more, in just the administration of the game, making it a little more like the college where here's a shot of no good. There's going to be a turnover like inside the 3-point line. Here's Bense for two. Inside the 3-point line, the ball's going to come in along the baseline, either just off the lane or near the corner on either side, depending on where it was happening. Outside the 3-point line, those turnovers are going to be put in play at the 28-foot mark closest to the infraction. 17-foot jumper, no rebound, Reynolds. So Preston Reynolds sweeping the board away with his 8th rebound of the evening. To Bryson in the middle, over to the left,
Jack for three. Bingo. Jack Vanderwoody. He'll hit the three. We'll take the TO. And here's the break. Jones of a 12 minutes and 23 to go in this ball game. The Benedictine Ravens 77. The Kansas Christian College Falcons 37.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a Hot Foot Sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Ravens in the home whites with black and red lettering and trim. Kansas Christian College in the traveling black uniforms with blue outlined in white. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio. Tom Kelsey here, courtside. 77-37, the Ravens cruising along here this evening. And Benedictine has made a couple of substitutions. Gabe is in the game. Gabe Sidgick. Going to have Drew Purdy back in. Harrison Kissling, Larry Parker III, and Jason Lee. So BC has made a five-player change here with about 12 minutes to go. Baseline shot for the Falcons, no. And a rebound, Gabe puts it on the floor one time, gets it to Harrison. He will go into the forecourt, slides over to the left side, tricks a little traffic with the left hand, dribbling with the right, back and away near the center circle. Plays off a little screen. Lobs it over to Larry. Back out on top. The three for Drew. He is good from the outside. Drew Purdy. Knock it down another three. 18 now for Drew. Here's a shot up and in. Driving a baseline. Amari Dunn is in. That'll make him double-figure scorer with 10. 11-11 to go in the ball game. Gabe will go for a three, wide left. He was all alone. He stepped up, kind of checked the windage and the elevation, and said, Coach Moody's saying, you know what? Hey, wait a minute here. We're going to talk about this, and we're going to get a break. Are they going to take a timeout? We are. We're taking a break. Timeout of the court with 11:15 to go in the ball game. All Ravens here, Benedictine 80, Falcons 39.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Big sports week on Care Radio. Tomorrow night, Gus and I will be with you with Sports Plus after Brian Hagan. 5 o'clock evening report, so 5:20 or so, depending on how much news is going on that he wants to share with you. So we'll have Sports Look tomorrow night, Friday night. We're going to be with you from Jackson Counties. It'll be Jackson Heights High School and Riverside. That should be a good one. A couple of NEKL teams going deep into the playoffs. Here's a jump shot. No. It hit the over support. No whistle. Falling away. Shot no good, but a foul against Benedictine. Foul is going to be on Harrison, his second. It'll be the first foul of the second half by the Ravens. So, yeah, how about that? We're going to have Riverside and Jackson Heights on Care, 7 o'clock Friday night. Saturday, Care Radio pregame at 12:30. Benedictine kickoff at 1 o'clock from Wilcox Stadium. First free throw good by Lewis. Benedictine's final regular season game of the year. They're going to be hosting Mid-America. That will be a great one.
Ravens looking for the undisputed championship of the Heart of America Athletic Conference South Division. Second free throw, no good. Ravens up the court, leading it by 40. 10:45 to go in the game. Then, Saturday, after that, we're going to pop right back down here to the NOLA Gymnasium for men and women's basketball. It'll be the first conference game for the Ravens. There's a nice putback by Gabe Perdue. He's got six. So, Raven women and then guys basketball. And it'll be a triple header here on Care on Saturday. Falling away, the three won't go for the Falcons. Lewis trying to knock it down from the left elbow, no good. Kissing coming up with a rebound, will bring it into the forecourt and slide down the left side. Looks like a 1-3. Is that a 1-3-1? I think it is. Here's a fallaway three. No. How about that? KCC is shifted to the 1-3-1. Now we're going to get an intentional foul. Okay. So an intentional foul. And it is going to be on Benedictine, Harrison, Kissling. We're going to get two shots. This is like a technical here. Coming to the line, James Lewis. First one. Yep. So this is a technical foul. Second one. Yep. And it will be Falcons basketball. So we're going to get our under 10 break before they put the ball back. Here we go. Taking a break. 9:55 to go in the game. Ravens by 40, Benedictine 82, Falcons 42.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
.82-42, the Ravens out front. We're just over halfway through the second half. 9:55 to play in the ball game. Benedictine continues to play extremely well right now. They've hit 34 of 58 shots, 59%. You are shooting 59%. I think you have to like here the way things are going for you. That is a phenomenal kind of a number. And here's a spin into the lane, little ball handling exhibition. They kicked it out on top of the three, is launched and missed, and a rebound, Parker. They really stretched out to come up with that basketball. Benedictine into the forecourt. Look away, pass over to the left side. Kissling, Harrison into the lane. Stops, goods it up and in. Harrison Kissling for two. 4 points of the game. Three on the other end. Uh-uh. Rebound, Falcons. They'll bring it back into the corner, but Drew Purdy got down there in a hurry to defend that. Oh, thanks. Drew Purdy got down there in a hurry to defend that. And here's a spinning shot at the baseline. Good for Amari Dunn. Amari had a huge second half after 3 in the first half. He's got 9 in the second, so he's a double-digit scorer with a dozen. Baseline for Purdy. That's another 3. Tell you what, Ravens have some shooters on this team, and I don't know if anybody's any better than Drew Purdy. And I mean inside or outside. He is just having a stellar kind of a game. 6'8" sophomore out of Olathe. 8:25 to play tonight. 87-44. Little kick over to the left side. Now on the floor, driving in, shot up short. Rebound, Ravens. Here comes Jared to Larry. Sidesteps the defender, puts up the three, drains it. Larry Parker. 11 points. 90 to 44. And we're 8 minutes left. I think the Ravens are getting triples. Here comes Kissling. Looking on the Benedict and bench, they've played, I want to see a couple of guys who I'm not real familiar with down at the very end who aren't in yet. Baseline three for Larry Parker. Larry hitting another three. And we're, are we getting a timeout? Are we just going to make a huge substitution? Maybe both. We're getting a timeout. Let's do it. 7:38 to play in the game. Benedict to 93. Kansas Christian College 44.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
As we come back, the ball goes in play, and what a nice drive into the lane by Kansas City Christian. It was Alcee Culler, cuts down the baseline left, nice into the lane, and lays it up off the window and in. Plus, Alcee draws the foul, so he's come to the line with a chance at a conventional three-point play. He is 1-for-2 at the line today. He will hit that one. So Culler knocks the time, or knocks the three-pointer in coming out of the timeout, and it's 93-47. And Benedictine back up court with it. BC will swing it over to the left side. Jared Lee. You got Moss back in the game. He's got it left side. He'll go three. There he get it. First points of the season for Caleb Moss. 96-47. 7 minutes left. KCC for the long two. Knocks it down. Another bucket by Alcee Culler. Alcee. A-L-C-E-E. Alcee. Benedictine with Kissling. He'll start down the left side of the lane. Comes on top. Here's a jump shot. Three. No. Tip. No. Whistle and a foul. Okay. Got to give you the update for the Benedictine players on the floor. And today, for the first time today, it's going to be the 6'3" redshirt freshman out of Carrollton, Texas. It is Calvin Blue. Calvin coming into the game having played in one contest earlier this season for a little bit. Not getting any numbers on the board yet, but looking to shake that tonight. Here's inbound left-hand shot up. Good. Left-handed layup by Caleb Moss, and he's got five. 98-49. Next Raven bucket will get him to the century mark. Watts will take it. Now the ball's dripped and saved. And as he reached in, we're going to get another foul called against the Ravens, and this one is going to be on Calvin. Calvin Bloom picking up a personal foul. It'll be his first. And Raven lineup. Lee, Kissling, Blue, Moss, and in the game now is going to be James Stokeman, a 6'4", red shirt freshman out of Crosby, Minnesota. There's a long, long three. It's up and good. And Culler has come in off the bench, and he's providing all of the offense here right now for Kansas Christian College. Three-pointer, left side. No. Everybody was pulling for that one to go down for Blue, but the Ravens are going to save it. Kissling in the lane. No. Blue goes up for the jam. It won't come down. That was one of those where the shot goes up. It misses. Comes off the rim. Calvin flies through the air. Grabs it with one hand and going to follow it back down from about 2 feet off the left side, and it just wouldn't quite go. The crowd moans and groans, and you should see the grins and smiles and coming off that Raven basketball bench over here. They were like going, Calvin, oh, man. Wanted you to get that one. 5:20 to go in the ball game. Front of the baseline right. Jumper good.
Quentin Sewell easily picked out of the crowd. He is the only bespectacled player out there, 98-54. Ravens go left side. Lee feeds it to Blue, who had already broken from the corner toward the bucket. So the ball is going to trickle out of bounds, and Benedict is going to take a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break for the Ravens. We're inside five to go in the game. 4:58 left. Benedict in 98, Kansas Christian College 54.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Well, five of the 11 Ravens who have scored so far in this game are in double-digit scoring, and one of them was a double-double already at 4:58 to play in the game. Welcome back, everybody. The Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. Coming out of the timeout, Kansas Christian College will bring it into the forecourt, but they are trailing by quite a bunch. That's a technical official basketball term. I hesitate to bring it out. Quite a bunch. Here's a drive left side. Behind the head layup. It's up and good. And LC Culler just continues to score it up. 10 points now in the second half and 11 in the ballgame for LC. 98-56. 4:20 to go. Who is going to hit the 100th point for the Ravens? Ball's going to be batted away. Sue's on the floor. Saved underneath the shot up, and there it is! The 100th point is going to be scored for Benedictine. And picking it up, James Stockman. His teammates are delighted. In the process of that, he had gotten fouled and will miss the free throw subsequently. Back up court with it, Kansas Christian College. 4 minutes to play, 100-56. Back it away, it's going to be Alcee. He'll go three. He's been hot. He's still hot. Got another one. 3-point shot, Alcee Culler. 100-59. Ravens bring it down, break it down, go baseline, right three, up, no. Rebound tipped out. Back up with it will come KCC. Benedict has gone to the bench now, and you got Cameron Yowes in the game, a 6'4 freshman at Elite Summit. Finger roll on the other end, knocking it down. Off the drive, Damon Wirtz. It's 100-61. Now right side backhand finger roll. It's up and in for the Ravens. Paxton Sullivan. So I didn't know Paxton was going to go yet, but he is out there. And here he comes up with a basketball. Sullivan goes left side. Blue lost the handle on it. Again, I think he was thinking about a big spring and a hard slam, and neither of those things happened. So Paxton Sullivan in the game. 6-foot freshman from South Bend. Driving right, running shot, up and no. Ravens with a foul. All right. If you want to be, you know, just kind of in the total loop, if you look out on the floor and if you know these five Ravens out there, then you are a really good fan. On the court for Benedictine right now, Cameron Yowes. Calvin Blue. You've also got James Stockman out there. I see Caleb Moss and Paxton Sullivan. So, yeah, you got a jersey. You got PT tonight. Second free throw, good, 102-63. Benedictson back up court, brings it top of the key. Up there's going to be Moss. Calvin jumps it over to the right side. Stockman starts a little left and right. No room. Back it goes to Moss. Left elbow. Down near the baseline, Yowes. His shot off. Rebound. Tied up. No. It's going to be taken away. Here come the Falcons. 2.5 to go in the ball game. 102-63, Benedictson. The lob into the paint. The ball dislodged by Sullivan. Ravens pick it up. Look away pass left side. Two-handed throw down by Yowes. The jam. And what a nice job by Cameron Yowes. 2 minutes to play. 104-63. Right side of the free throw line. Nothing doing. Back on top is going to be Watts. Falcons with a basketball. 10 on the shot clock. They'll feed it to the left block. Trying to twist inside. The shot's deflected. Rebound. Pull away by Benedictson and Moss. He had it. Lost it. Sullivan is going to pick it up. Packs it. Goes left side. Kicks it on top. Alone. A three. Yeah! Moss from the outside for a three. And it's his second three-point shot of the game with 1.5 minutes to play now. 107-63. Ball in the corner, nothing doing. Come to the top, the three, no rebound, Benedictine. I'm going to tell you what, Cameron Yowes out there at 6'4", plays tall, long arms, good wingspan on him. Now the Ravens will drive in. Sullivan, the behind-the-head layup is good for Paxton. 109-63, the shot in the lane, black. Here comes Benedictine, blue, outlets it, back to blue. Goes in, goes up, and scores it. Blue for two. Has everyone, yes, everyone has now scored. That's all of them. 0.5 minutes to go. Three-pointer, a little short. Rebound tipped around to the floor. Sullivan is going to pick it up. Kicks it over to the left side. Stockman. Stripped out of his hands, got fouled by Carter. Stockman will come to the line. 26 seconds to go in this one. So for Benedictine, lots of smiles. Should be. And what a nice little springboard to bounce into the conference opener Saturday right here with William Penn. Second free throw. Got it. 113-63. Walking it up, KCC. Shot clock's off. Skip pass on top. The drive left side of the lane. Shaking two defenders and backing away to put it in. Two more for Alcee Culler. Alcee's been good. Ravens don't have to take it across midcourt, but they'll bring it up. Don't have to take a shot, and they won't. Final score tonight. Ravens at home win it 113-63 over Kansas Christian College, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you are family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
It's football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
Okay, here's the deal. We're going to try to recap this scoring. And we're going to stick around and plan to talk to head coach Ryan Moody. I don't know what you tell the team. We're going to ask him now. What in the world do you tell a team that wins a ball game tonight? 113-65. And I always hate when the stats double up, but we'll fight our way through this, okay? 113-65, Benedictine. And the Ravens go to, 2-2 on the season with this win. Look at Kansas Christian scoring, first of all. Oh, goodness me, I'm trying to figure out how we're gonna fight through this. I'm waiting for, here we go. Here comes the old printed page is always the ticket, right? Perfect. Thank you. There you go, man. All right. We'll kick this off with Kansas Christian College. And today they were led in scoring by L.C. Culler. You know, that second half he had, he was fantastic. He ended up with 18 points. James Lewis had 16, and Amari Dunn had 10. So they put three guys in double digits, followed by Damon Wirtz, 8 points tonight, five for Darian Williams. And it drops down quickly to Alex Watts, 4 and 4 for Quentin Sewell. For Benedictine, man, how about that? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 players, okay? Everyone got on the scoreboard. We'll start off there with a fantastic game by Jack Vanderwoody. He ended up going 7-12 shooting the basketball, including 4 of 9 from outside. Led the team in scoring. 18 points for Jack tonight. 14 apiece for both Bryson LaRue and Larry Parker. Oh, also, by the way, 18 for Drew Purdy. Almost missed Drew. That biggest number, he's down at the bottom of the list. So Drew with 18 tonight on 7 of 10. Pretty outstanding. 4 of 6 three-point shooting. That's fantastic for the big guy. And I wanted to mention, we talked about it a little bit during the course of the broadcast, Drew with a double-double, not only 18 points, but also with 11 rebounds tonight. Double-digit scoring also for Benedictine's Declan Sullivan, 6 of 8 shooting the basketball this evening. He was absolutely phenomenal. And Declan, a couple of assists credited to him today. So with those Ravens in double figure scoring, we are looking now at, making a little mark here as I'm marking up my page. 8 points tonight for Caleb Moss. It was a 6-point game for Gabe Zidzik for tonight. Paxson Sullivan off the bench, and James Stokeman had 4. Also 4 for Harrison Kissling and Vince Duca. 4 points tonight. Preston Reynolds had 2, as did Cameron Yowes and Calvin Blue. And rounding out the Ravens scoring this evening, Jared Lee knocking down 1. Got Coach getting up here. Coach, let me dig this thing out of here for you. Here we go, and we'll do that one there. And with any luck, and somebody's home there?
Yep.
All right. Coach, I'm exhausted from like reading through the scoring recap, man. If you got a jersey, you score on this team.
Yeah, we have a little tradition in the locker room when we win that like the guys pick somebody who had a great game to dance. They do they do their favorite dance move. And
did you teach them the dance move?
No, of course not.
Very good.
Because every guy on the team scored tonight, they all danced.
The whole team danced.
So it was good. Yeah, this is a good game tonight. I thought that, Kansas Christian's a little depleted. They didn't have enough depth. They have two pretty good players though in 4 and 10. And I thought, I mean, 10's averaging 23 coming in this game. We held them to 8. So I was really proud of our defensive effort. The keys to the game tonight for us, and I think probably moving forward most nights, is we just got to be relentless in transition on offense because we're a fast team that can shoot threes. We got to be relentless and physical on defense and then trust each other. We had 35 assists, Tom. I don't know if that's got to be a record. I don't know if I've ever heard of that, but 35 assists, that's trusting each other. You know, we banged in shots tonight. I know this team can shoot, and we made them tonight.
Okay, you talked about the transition, and I love that, but I'm going to talk a little bit about when you ran that half-court offense. I don't know when I've seen them move the ball any better.
Yeah.
I mean, it's brisk. It's just sharp and snappy movement of the ball.
Yeah, you know, we've changed. We looked at the staff this summer. Coach Rieschel, Coach Pierre, and I, we did a lot of study on just, like, what does our team look like? Like, what do we need to get our best players shots and their shots, which Jack's a three-point shooter. Deglin's at the rim. You know, Bry's a little bit of both. Drew Purdy can shoot threes. Like, we can really shoot it. So this offense that we're running, you know, creates a lot of opportunities. It's got a lot of movement. It's got a lot of off-ball screens and a lot of ball movement. And I thought tonight we took a step forward. You know, I thought we really moved it well. I mean, 35 assists, you're moving the ball.
Okay, 4 games into the season, feel like you're ready for the conference?
Yeah, I do. Honestly, I mean, we our goal was to take care of business at home, so we're still 2-0 at home. We had a game that, you know, in Saturday that most likely could have been a win. We had a little brain lapse at the very very last second, and then we played a really good both those teams this weekend. Southwestern and St. Mary's are top 25 teams, so I really think that we're prepared. We got William Penn on Saturday night after football here, 7:00. The girls play before us at 5. We're excited to get into the heart. You know, this team, I think you'll see this team continue to gain confidence and continue to get better throughout the year. We're not a finished product.
Well, and Penn, well, nobody knows anything about anybody. I mean, for crying out loud, we're a couple of games into the season. But traditionally, historically, Coach Henry, he's got some athletes, and he gets it up and down the floor, and he's hard.
It's going to be a transition game on Saturday night because we're not going to slow down. You know, I mean, this team, we like to play fast. Deglin likes to play fast, you know, and you got to go where your point guard goes. And so we're not going to back down from running with William Penn. You know, they're 5-1. They had ran into a buzzsaw last night against the number 2 team in the country. But I think we're prepared. I mean, I really like our depth. I love seeing our bigs bang in threes. I love seeing our guys get scores at the rim off of our offense and out of transition. So I'm looking forward to a great game on Saturday night.
Talk about your depth. I'm watching some of these young guys who I don't know much about yet, you know, just kind of getting them found and learned and who are they and figured out. And, man, I'm really impressed. One of the hard jobs that you and your staff have got to have is, you know, who starts and then who comes in first, because it's got to be just like nip and tuck between who's the next guy in.
The rotation's been hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, thankfully tonight we were able to pull away early and we were able to play a lot of guys. But the rotation has been hard, and I think it's been hard on our guys a little bit too, honestly, because they don't, you know, it's always great when you kind of know what your role is and know when you're going in. But this group, I mean, I've been telling people, like, we're 10, 12, 13 solid deep, and I think we're going to use that. You know, I mean, like, they're going to have to be willing. We just keep talking about trust. We just keep talking about being unselfish, trust your teammates. And, you know, if we sub, you get 3 or 4 minutes in a row and a new guy comes in, trust he's going to go make the right plays. Yeah, you're right. It's a deep team, and athletic and fast. You know, so we've been trying to get to this point, but I mean, you know, it's early. We're 4 games in and we got a tough game on Saturday, 4 league games in a row here before Thanksgiving. So, we're going to find out what we're made of here over the next couple weeks.
I want to talk one more thing about Drew Purdy, double-double tonight. I mean,
before the half.
And that is hard to do on a night when you play the whole game, and he didn't play anywhere close to the whole game because you were able to very liberally put guys in.
22 minutes, 18 points, 11 rebounds. And here's the thing about Drew. Drew got injured yesterday in practice on his right arm, his shooting arm, and I wasn't sure if he was going to be able to play, to be honest with you. I mean, he took a shoulder right to his bicep and was telling our trainer that his pain level was, you know, at an 8 or 9 out of 10, and maybe we need to punch him in the arm before every game, right? He played really well. Drew can really shoot it. Drew's an athlete. He can go up and score at the rim. love the way he's rebounding right now. He's getting tougher every game. Young player, still got, you know, two more years after this year. So, like, these guys are just growing. And that's what I mean by when I say, like, I think we're going to keep getting better because these guys need reps. They just need to keep playing and be in tough situations and learn how to trust each other.
And it's just kind of like conference time because 2 days between games. So there's, you know, the quick bounce back. And
yep. Yeah, we set this one up like that on purpose. I mean, to get us ready for William Penn, and we'll rest tomorrow. You know, we'll lift and have a little shooting session and some film on William Penn, and then we'll have a light practice Friday and get ready to go Friday, Saturday night.
Great day to be a Raven fan Saturday. Football, basketball, basketball. You got to love this, man.
I mean, anybody that's listening now, number one, you got to get to that football game. That's the game that makes it right there. I mean, that's going to seal a lot of different things for our football team. And then, you know, after that game's over, grab something to eat, come to the gym, and watch the Lady Ravens play at 5 and us play at 7 against William Penn, our first league opener. We'd love to have everybody out, packed house.
We'll be here too, Coach. Can't wait for it.
Thanks, Tom.
Congratulations, man.
Long day for you on Saturday.
Favorite day of every couple of years when it happens.
I love it. Thanks, Tom.
Ryan Booty, head coach of the Benedictine guys, who had a huge win here in the Nolan tonight. Final score once more. It was Benedictine 113, Kansas Christian College 65. Till we greet you next time. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Sports Look right after the 5 o'clock Care Radio Evening Report with Brian Hagan at about 5:20-ish. Gus now have you with Sports Look. Friday night, high school football. You know, Riverside at Jackson Heights. Gus now will be on hand for that. Saturday, just like Coach Moody and I had mentioned, BC football, 12:30 pregame and a 1 o'clock tip-off. And then Lady Ravens at 5, men at 7, triple dip on Saturday. Till then, for Joseph, producing and engineering in the Gate Radio Sports Studio, Tom Counts. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.